This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, March 9th, 2016, from HiRISE, on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. West of the Curiosity landing site, this image along the northwestern floor of Gale Crater is between Aeolus Mons, informally called Mount Sharp, and the crater rim. A small 5-kilometer diameter impact crater to the west created lobes of ejecta. These light-toned deposits may contain hydrated minerals. This image, along the southern interior floor of Gale Crater, hosts many different landforms. Light-toned, scabby, and presumably hydrated materials on the crater floor are covered by large, darker-toned dunes. The small crater, about 2 kilometers in diameter, in the middle of the image, is filled with enigmatic deposit that appears to have flowed into the crater from the south. This image is at the eastern edge of a very large deposit of wind-blown dust that occupies Ganges Chasma. This thick deposit surrounds hills and mesas that rise up through it. We can tell from the patterns that the wind here is primarily blowing from east to west. There is a large cone-shaped hill whose eastern toe is surrounded by a dune crest, but its western toe, and a lane that stretches off the image frame, is clear of this dust deposit. High-standing features like this might cause the wind to blow around it in such a way as to leave a cleared area that is similar to a wake behind a boat. It's hard to see in the dark. Most high-rise images are taken when the sun is at least 15 degrees above the horizon. However, to see what's going on in winter, we need to look at times and places where the sun is just barely over the horizon. This image was taken to look at seasonal frost in gullies during southern winter on Mars, with the sun only about 2 degrees over the horizon, just before sunset. To make things more difficult, the gullies are on a steep slope facing away from the sun, so they are in deep shadow. Under these conditions, HiRISE takes what are called Bin 4 images. This means that the image shows less detail, but by adding up the light from 16 pixels, a 4x4 square, we can see details in shadows. Even with a reduced resolution, we can see plenty of detail in the gullies and learn about the seasonal frost. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.